Hey, it's Dino on the line with Rich from Highly Suspect. How are you, sir?
Good. How you doing, man?
I'm all right. I hear you're enjoying a Mexican vacation.
Yeah, I am. It's wonderful. I love Mexico.
Well, we hope you love Tucson just as much as you love Mexico. You obviously do. You're coming back. You were here for KFMA Day last year. You're coming back for this year.
That's right. Hey, we're excited for KFMA Day.
So I got to ask you, in between last year's KFMA Day, you guys were on tour through the summer, and then somehow you guys were able to record and release a brand new album. How were you guys able to manage all of that time?
Well, we just didn't stop, you know? Like, we really, really wanted to get another album out within the year. We were, like, really worried about, you know, being, like, the one-hit wonder guys. We didn't want to be that. Well, actually, we started in L.A. We spent, like, a few weeks in a studio just writing stuff, and then we spent a few weeks in Bogota, Colombia, recording the drums and the bass and, like, the general outline of the song, and then we wrapped things up in Brooklyn, New York, with all, like, the vocals and the synthesizers and all that
cool final sheen that makes it sound so good.
Exactly, yeah. We did all that stuff in New York, so we basically just spent the time that we would have had vacation, and we just spent that making another album.
But you're on vacation now. It's not like we're not going on vacations here. Well, let's get that straight. We have certain rules, and we must take vacation.
Well, yeah. I mean, basically, we just worked for like 2 years straight to get that album out. You know what I mean?
Right. And now you guys are headed out for the summer and the spring. What's the touring schedule looking like for you guys in 2017?
We're going to kick it off in Europe. We're going to do the UK, France, Germany, and Belgium, and the Netherlands, and all that jazz, which I'm really excited for. And then we're gonna do a big state tour. We're gonna be all over the country for all of the spring and early summer. We're gonna be touring for like 3 months, doing all of the big festivals.
And then you'll get another vacation at some point.
I doubt it. We're gonna be pushing this album for the next year, probably, just nonstop.
Well, going back to what you were saying before, this is just a quick aside. Why did you guys record drums and bass in Bogota, Colombia?
Well, it was a lot of work to get that stuff out because you have to have the song almost all the way written, before you can complete that stuff. So we basically had to finish writing and create the foundation for the album, and we didn't want any distractions, and so we wanted to go someplace completely foreign. I mean, a lot of people get the misconception that we went down there to party, you know what I mean? Because
right.
They think Bogota, Colombia, there's lots of cocaine and pretty girls and stuff. Like, but that's not, I mean, yes, that's there, but we just, like, spent the entire time working. Like, we were working, like, 12-hour days every day to get the tracks laid out.
Right. And then after that, after those 12-hour days were over, then that was the cocaine and the pretty girls. You got to just pace yourself, right?
Yeah. occasionally. I mean, you got to live a little, right? But no, it was really a lot of work, though.
When in Rome or when in Bogota, right?
When in Bogota, yeah, exactly.
So, you guys did these awesome cinematic videos for the first album, Mr. Asylum, like Lydia, Bloodfeather, Serotonia. How involved are you guys with those video concepts and the direction and all that?
Very. I mean, we go through, like, dozens of different video treatments because no one ever wants to make the videos that we want to make. You know, we always have these crazy outlandish ideas. And
right.
Everyone's always like, oh, no, it's too much, blah, blah, blah. So we're like, okay, fine. Well, then you send us ideas. And then we end up going through, like, dozens of different treatments until we find something we can all agree on. So
right.
It's very hard to come up with those videos. Like, shooting them is the easy part, you know?
Right. Yeah, they seem super intricate, you know, the ones that I've seen. They're not the standard rock and roll, hey, we're playing in the empty abandoned warehouse kind of thing.
Oh my God, no.
These are almost like little mini movies.
Yeah, exactly. Because that's the kind of videos that we like, you know what I mean? I've seen music video where the bands are like playing in some kind of a futuristic looking space and they have like crazy lights and hair like in the wind and everything and they look cool, and then there's like the girl with the car and the bar scene or whatever. It's just like so over it, you know? I've seen that video like a million times, but I don't, like, it doesn't interest us to do anything like that. We want to tell a story and do something that nobody else has done. We want it to be interesting.
Yeah, well, you guys definitely accomplished it. I mean, those videos look like $1 million. So I want to ask you then, why have I not been able to find a video for My Name is Human, your latest single?
It's coming.
It's coming,
That's
okay.
That's all I can say about that.
All right.
Yeah.
So this is going to be like the Titanic version of a Highly Suspect video where we're like loading up for bear on this one?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, there's going to be CGI and, you know, all sorts of crazy shit.
Right, aliens.
Yeah, actually.
Okay. All right. I can't wait to see it. Like I said, you guys have proven yourself with these previous videos. Like I said, I'm really anticipating something great for My Name Is Human. So with your new album, The Boy Who Died Wolf, where was your guys' head? Does Johnny do most of the writing, or is it more of a collaborative effort?
Yeah, Johnny writes all the lyrics.
Okay.
So for that album, it was like we just had basic like riffs and like verse, chorus, progressions, you know, with maybe a bridge here or there, and maybe some lyrics. And a couple of songs were finished, you know, already, like Wolf and Serotonia and Little One, where songs that had been completed before we went into the album process, but everything else was stuff that we just basically laid out the music before there were ever any lyrics, which is something we've never done before.
The music came first and then the lyrics.
Yeah, it was almost like hip-hop. We actually did a lot of the writing in a hip-hop studio in L.A. So we kind of like were inspired to like make the beats first and then try to figure out the melodies and vocals and stuff like that. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
And also we didn't have any other way. So
you kind of let the music dictate where you went conceptually and lyrically.
Yeah, exactly.
So obviously we've seen you here in Tucson before. Ryan is your brother. He plays drums in the band. You guys are twins, right?
That's right.
Now, did you ever think, like, when you were growing up, that you'd ever get a chance to be connected to your brother so closely, like, as a job? I mean, you guys were always going to be connected as twins and as family, but did you ever think you'd be working with your brother to do your job?
No way. No, it was just something that it happened totally naturally. He's always kind of been around. I wouldn't say that I take him for granted, but I guess in a way I do, because like he's just always been around, just like an extension.
So how did you guys become the rhythm section for Highly Suspect?
Yeah, we needed a drummer, and we actually made him audition for that. It wasn't like, oh, well, he's my twin, so he's automatically in. I was like, no, like we were trying out all sorts of different drummers, and he was just way better than anybody else, so we did it.
No nepotism here at all?
No. Not at all.
Make him work for it.
Yeah, exactly.
So do you ever tease Ryan and say, hey, man, look, I play the bass. It's only four strings, but, dude, you beat things with a stick for a living.
Yeah, I mean, he's a little bit of a caveman. Sometimes we have to put him in his cage. And by that, I mean the drum room.
Rich, it was awesome talking to you here. We're looking forward to seeing you for KFMA Day again. You guys are going to be playing with Blink 182, A Day to Remember, Islander, a few other bands. Have you ever played with Blink or A Day to Remember before?
No, I have not.
All right.
Do I get to meet those guys?
I will make that happen for you, Rich. I promise.
All right. I would appreciate that.
I know somebody who knows somebody.
Okay, I bet you do.
All right. Well, Rich Meyer from Highly Suspect, thanks for taking the time, dude. And we'll see you on March 26th at Keno Stadium for KFMA Day 2017. Thank you.
Thank you. See you there.